We also have an honor to have a guest with us who's here, was just in a discussion on the Treaty Council issues, is Floyd Red Crow Westerman. We like to look at him as an ambassador of culture who's done many, many years of traveling around the world and traveling across Indian country, taking the message of our struggles to those that will listen. Again, we have Floyd Red Crow Westerman.
Oh, Mitakyapi. My relations. It is a humble honor to speak to you from the base of Matopaha here in the sacred Black Hills. I feel today begins and marks in history of all time a struggle in the rebirth from the Indian point of view about how we should go on this earth, walk on this earth from here. We all know that there is something happening in the world that deserves an explanation from the Indian point of view as to why it is happening, as to how it's going to happen. And that from the Indian point of view, it has a great meaning to all people in the world. If any American listening wishes to watch the news every day, they can feel what is happening even throughout other countries, because we can see the other side of the world from wherever we are. I think what is going to be important soon, and we must develop a mutual respect for each other in order to survive what is going to happen. We have always looked at Mother Earth as the signs we see of the directions that this earth is taking that will govern us all. We have to keep an eye on this and watch it with keen insight to how it's going to affect us. For instance, global warming is not only a point of view we have always seen America going to experience, but now all scientists, I believe, now speak with a common understanding of what is happening, that global warming is real. We have to look at that and how serious that is. Just the last few weeks, our Earth has experienced extreme temperatures. 5 years ago, we were doing the Sundance in Pipestone, Minnesota, and the lights went out in New York City, from New York City to Toronto. And while that was going on, we were encampment and sleeping in our teepees and cooking on the ground. And we saw instantly a change that's going to take place. And we wish to enlighten a lot of people. They should get ready for survival. That mankind is going to pay dearly for the comforts that man enjoys. One of the comforts is air conditioning. Air conditioning is a serious impact on Earth, on man. We live in such a comfort society that we forget that air conditioning has a serious effect on the earth. But more than that, as the temperatures increase, one day we are going to all have a seriously hot situation on earth. The temperature will warm up to intolerable degrees, and everybody will turn on the air conditioning at the same time. What that will do is cause all the lights to go out. And that's why I see when we were camped out with our teepees, teepees don't need electricity. So you have a way of life developing already with teepees because they don't need electricity. You have a way of life developing already when we can put a fire on the ground and cook our food. But what is more seriously important for our children is that we need life support systems. We need to create them for all children, not just Indian children, but other people, other children. We need to develop these life support systems. And each summer we need to develop gardening, knowledges of gardening. Many people are growing gardens now. We need to develop life support systems to create a way to store our seeds for the corn, for all the other grains, for all the other foods that we would eat. We need to develop these life support systems. Well, over and above all that, the most important thing on earth is water. Water is going to be our biggest concern. Already today, our people are dying in the thousands on each reservation from nuclear pollution of the water, from chemical pollutions of the water, as well as other people who are living in the greater society. The children are dying from nuclear and chemical pollutions. We have to seek ways, life support systems, that can help us grow and go ahead without these pollutions. I think most of all, we have to make it through this next time, the coming few years, 10 years, 20 years, develop it all for our children. Many people are talking about a movie that Al Gore put out called An Inconvenient Truth. I don't know if many of you out there have heard this or seen this film, but it speaks of the direction that is happening with all mankind, that there is a trend of where things are going, and if a trend continues in that direction, then we may not have much time left. This is not the time to party. This is not the time to for all people to party as though they were in a never-ending kind of life. But this is a time for people to be concerned, because if you party and continue a long party of life, it's like being on the Titanic. That something ominous is happening, and we should all see that. We should all look ahead. We should all look into what the earth is doing, what is earth is constantly doing. So I speak to all my relatives of all nations, of the black nation, the yellow nation, the white nation, and the red nation, to try to look into these situations that we are all experiencing and realize that we have a responsibility to each other for our children. So I think therein is we can create a common respect. That is why we are here at this encampment at the foot of our sacred mountain, Matopaha. It is a prayer that we will be sharing with each other for 4 days. I'm here for that reason, to pray and nothing else. Oh, mitakwe asu.